Hey, this is Ethan McNeil. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. Me and my brother-in-law, Trent Keith, sell real estate together here in Indiana. If you enjoy our podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening. Thanks.
Okay, welcome everyone. I'm Trent Keith with Keith Realty.
Yep. I'm Ethan McNeil with Keith Realty.
And we are back to talk about the survey we done at the beginning of the year.
Yep. Had a little bit of a break over the Christmas holidays and New Year's, and now we're back to start showing up in your news feed. So, we were going to talk about a survey that we did at the beginning of the year. And this survey we sent out, we got 60 responses. So, yeah. We just thought you might be interested to have a recap of what everybody said in that survey. So, Trey, you want to start with
this? Yeah. One thing I thought was interesting was one of the questions was, how long have you lived in Owen County? And the response kind of surprised me because over 10 years was 55%, but you combine that with the ones that said they've lived here so long they can't remember.
Yeah.
You add them together and it totaled over 88% of people have lived in Owen County over 10 years.
Yeah.
So that was kind of encouraging, I thought. It seems like once people come to Owen County, they like it, even besides the negative feedback we get sometimes.
Yeah.
They do actually like our county.
Yes.
It is a nice place to live.
Yep. So, yeah, and going along with that, we asked the question, what is the main reason that you live or moved here? And the number one response was everybody loves the small town feel. That was overwhelmingly, I think 60% of people said that is what they liked about this place. You also have natural resources, which that came in second. So people just like the outdoors, the scenery, the landscapes. We did have a few that said they had no choice. About 12% of people said they had no choice. They had to live here. So if you're stuck in a home you don't want, we would be more than happy to sell that for you. We will help you with evaluating that and making it possible for you to be able to move on.
Maybe it's just a house. Maybe we need to help you sell your house and move to a different one in Owen County. You'll be happy you're here.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, that was an interesting one. Another question we had on there is, what should Owen County focus on to improve the quality of life for its residents in Owen County? And we had a few different ones. The biggest one was infrastructure, roads, so on. The next one was higher paying jobs, which I know we're working on as a community to get some more jobs in the area. And then the third was education, higher learning. So that's what we got. The overwhelming majority said those three things.
Yeah. Yeah, and one thing that we kept getting was a big topic in several of the questions was the roads, which ties into that infrastructure. And I think that that's something that a lot of counties in Indiana struggle with as far as how to maintain the county roads and, you know, how do you make them paved in gold or do you just put gravel or do you fill the potholes? And I think that that's something that I know that a lot of members in the community are actively working on, trying to figure out the best solutions. And obviously, if you've got great ideas of how to get it fixed, I'm sure that the county council, commissioners, the highway departments, and all of that would be more than welcome to hear your ideas or your input. And you've got millions of dollars laying around, that would also be more than welcome.
That's what I was thinking. If you have a bunch of money that you would like to donate, they would probably fix a lot more roads also.
That's right. Yep.
What was the next one we had?
So then we also asked people, if you were selling a home here, which some of you are, selling a home in Owen County, what is one thing you would tell someone to make them want to move here? And again, this is the number one thing that we kind of summarized everything, but the number one reason was the small town feel, the rural setting, the beautiful landscape and all the benefits that come from being in a small town. Close community, lower taxes, all that kind of stuff. So that is the number one selling point that you guys said Owen County has. It's a small town feel, rural settings. So
yeah, and that's true. It's a beautiful place. Mm-hmm. We've talked to different ones who've moved here or who have traveled a lot of places, and they say they really like Owen County.
Yep.
Just because of the feel of Owen County.
Mm-hmm.
And there was also Main Street Coffee was mentioned a couple times. I think we have some coffee lovers in the area.
Yeah. Yep, we sure did.
Yep. Okay, the next one we had is, what is the number one issue you think would deter someone from moving to Owen County? And it comes back to what we talked about, you know, roads, those kind of things. That was the biggest one. I think, like all things, we operate on a small budget in our community, and they can only do so much. Definitely, they're always open for ideas, any way that you can help them come up with ways to make things cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
They are open to that, I'm sure.
Yes.
And that is definitely one thing they're always trying to improve.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. And one thing that I was going to mention is there is the Owen County Community Foundation is a non-for-profit organization set up in Owen County just for distributing funds in areas where the community needs it. They even help with like county projects, like say you were interested in giving towards something in the county. They're a great resource that you can actually make a donation to. They'll take a check as small as $5 if that's all you've got to give. So, you know, every little bit helps. And that's just one way that you could possibly give back to the community, see changes that you're wanting to see.
Yeah, that's right, for sure.
Yep.
We can all come up with things we would like to see better, but can we be one of those who help to make our community better?
Mm-hmm.
The next one, if you want to discuss, is how excited are you about the future of Owen County?
Yep, so we had about 40%, 42% of people said, which ended up being like 25 people, they said that they were about neutral as far as they didn't know about the future of Owen County. They didn't say it was bad, they didn't say they were super optimistic. But then we had another 42%, so this is a pretty good portion of people that were very optimistic about Owen County. And so that's always a good sign when the citizens of the area are optimistic about the future where they live. And I think that we saw that in the survey.
Yeah, that's for sure. And we do know there's ones, business people in Owen County that are working on improving the area, working on bringing in some things that we do not have currently, and that'll be good. I know they're always working on bringing in businesses to our area, so hopefully some of those things come through and we do get more optimistic about the growth and future of Owen County.
Yes.
The next one was, name one dream you'd like to see in Owen County's future. Now, we had a long list of these also. There was quite a few that we really liked. I had two that I wanted to mention, and you can mention two that, or how many ever you'd like to mention. But one was even more employment opportunities. I totally agree. I do know we have some businesses who are working on expanding and bringing more employment opportunities, so that'll be really nice, and I agree with that. The other one I really liked was to be rated America's best town to live in. I think that's something we should always strive for.
Mm-hmm.
Try to be a town that people want to move to, you know, so I thought those were two good ones.
And obviously that makes our job easier as realtors. When people want to move here and they like this area, and that's why we did this survey, is because we really want to see this area improve, obviously for because we live here, so we're part of the community, but also because it really does make everyone's home values go up. It helps everybody in that respect. And one of the other areas that I was going to mention was just mainly we saw just a lot of social issues they would like to see, like drug use, Even like education improved and roads were mentioned again and things like that that they would like to see in the future. And I think that that's just all something we can work towards. Every little bit counts.
Yes.
Don't just let your dreams for this area sit idle. You know, do what little part you can to make a difference.
Yeah.
It really does matter.
Yes, I agree with that. You know, we've talked to multiple people who's working on programs and things they can do to help improve the people who've had issues, you know, in our area, and they're wanting to come up with solutions. So if you have those, talk to different ones. I know some of the leaders would love to hear input of ideas that could help our area. So for sure.
We're also, me and Trent are working on our video schedules and our plan for this next year. And we would love your guys' input. Please leave a comment or direct message us. Any ideas or questions that you would like us to do a video on, let us know and we will do our best to answer those questions and to do a video on whatever topics you guys are interested in.
Yes, and if you do like these videos, like them.
Yes.
That way we know you want us to keep doing them. If we get no likes and no responses, then we'll think we've got a problem here.
And our feelings will be hurt.
Even though we'll get over it,
our feelings will be hurt. No,
a couple things coming up that we're going to try to do. We are going to try to do an interview with a home inspector. So we're going to try to get some questions together that we've been asked and have a home inspector. And then another one is an appraiser. We're going to try to get an appraiser in. Sometimes it can be hard because these people are really busy, but hopefully we can catch them while the weather's still bad and get some in here for some questions. Did you have anything else you was thinking?
I think that's about it.
All right. Well, it's good to have everyone. Hope you all get to respond and give us your comments. And I am Trent Keith. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. I hope you learned something new. If you have some of your own questions you'd like to ask us, then please send an email to questions@keithrealty.net. That's questions@keithrealty.net. And we'll see if we can't answer your questions on our next show. See you next time.